Greetings,
Love Talk
everyone.
Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Peace and love and blessings. Let me just make sure that you can hear me and that I'm broadcasting live. I'm also open in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, and I am recording this live from Periscope. So thank you for my viewers on Periscope, and thank you for those that have called in and that are also listening live. Welcome to the show. This is your daily dose of wellness, and my name is Jennifer Myatt, and I am the founder of Your Wellness as well, and there I teach spirit-inspired conscious living. And I teach topics on health, wellness. I also teach comedic and comedic yoga, comedic Reiki, as well as African spirituality. I teach you how to live and be natural. I love to write, so there are plenty of blog posts there, hopefully, that offer tons of value and information for you on your journey of wellness, on your journey to a natural being as well as conscious living. So that's who I am and that's what I do. And why do I do it? And that is because my mission is to create new legacies of wellness and wealth and hopefully inspire you or someone else to love themselves as much as they can, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I do what I do because I want to see the world and everyone in it happy. I want to see everyone healthy. I want to see everyone at peace. And I want to go to heaven. And I want everybody else to go to heaven. I want us to experience more heaven here on earth. And that's why I do what I do. And life has taught me that it really starts with taking care of yourself and also knowing yourself. And so the topic that we're going to be discussing today, and I posted this all on Facebook, but we're going to be talking about this term conscious and what it means. We use it a lot. We hear it a lot. What does that really mean? Or if I'm going to share my opinion on what that means. And I hope to get your opinion on how you see it. And so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to dip into some Afrocentricism, like what's that all about? We're seeing a big movement and a big growth towards, you know, natural hair, locks, dashikis, African prints, a lot of movement and progression into watching what we eat and being aware of what we're consuming. And then we're also seeing, you know, a movement into Black-owned businesses being conscious about where we're spending our money, and also wanting to support Black businesses. And last but certainly not least, we've seen lots of changes when it comes to how we connect with God, how we connect with our Creator. And we're really expanding our relationship. Like, our relationship with God is evolving and it's changing. Some of us are beginning to use other names to relate and to, you know, call God. Some of us are working with other deities outside of Jesus. Some of us are picking up more African-centered spiritual practices, more conscious physical and wellness practices. Just lots of things are changing. And so I wanted to open up this forum. Actually, I want to create a forum. Yes, this is my show. I'm using Blog Talk Radio and Periscope as a platform, but I really want this to be a discussion and opportunity for those that are interested in these topics to share where they are and to create a community for those who are making some of these changes because you may feel alone in your journey. So I wanted to have this forum so that you could have a place to come if you would like to chat about it if you had questions. So my journey into changing started about 7 or 8 years ago. So I hope to be a support as well as a light to those who are in other stages of their journey. All right, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I just want to say hi and also remind you, if you're listening live online, that you can actually call in from your phone if you want to say something. The number is 646-787-8473. I think it's a 1 that you press if you have a question or a comment. So feel free to do that, and I would love to hear your voice. In just a minute, I'm actually going to ask you just to say hi and give a shout out to where you're calling from and who you are, just to represent. I used to love doing that. Like back in the day, we used to listen to Kix 96 if you're from Jackson, and I would love if you get to call in and represent your neighborhood. So I would love to call in and represent Ridgemont. Okay, so we'll do shout outs later. And then also, before we get into it, I wanted to tell you how to find me. You can find me at yourwellnessiswealth.com. That's my website. You can also find me on Instagram, Periscope, and Facebook at Your Wellness Is Wealth. All right, no spaces, just Your Wellness Is Wealth. That's how you find me online. I have a really cool Facebook group where I support you in achieving self-mastery every day and regulating on yourself, regulating on your day and your time and your energy and your thoughts, everything, every day. So you can join my Facebook group. It's absolutely free. I also have a mailing list, and I add a free gift to my library every month. Right now, there's so much stuff. There are like 10 ebooks, and these are like really, really good ebooks. A lot of them are wealth consciousness ebooks, and then I have a few spirituality titles. I have some affirmation PDFs. I have some meditation recordings and some of my previous classes that I've recorded that you can access. They're absolutely free when you join my mailing list. And how do you join my mailing list? You do that at yourwellnessiswealth.com. Top right corner is where you do that. Alrighty. So, and my last announcement is I'm ready to teach yoga to my Nashville peeps. Where y'all at? Are y'all ready? So I'm waiting for 20 people to sign up. I have a brand new location. It's a yoga studio, and I'm waiting for 20 people to sign up. And then we'll get started with our comedic yoga classes as well as meditation. Alrighty? Okay, so I wanted to open up the topic by sharing something that my cousin said that was really, really funny years ago. I have the best family, and I have a few favorite cousins, but this is definitely one of my favorite cousins. And we were just chatting and laughing and being silly, and she said, she was like, Why is it that a lot of guys that when they get out of jail, they're wearing those black glasses or dashikis, and they're talking, you know, all this stuff about being Afrocentric. And at the time when she said that, I did not consider myself Afrocentric, because this was probably, you know, 15 years ago. I don't even know how long ago this was, but I laughed so hard because I was able to recognize exactly what she was talking about. And at the time, I had no idea what that meant and what it was all about. And at that time, I would see people who were just like super Afrocentric. And it 15 years ago, that didn't really, you know, it didn't touch me. It didn't mean anything. I didn't know until I went through my own experience. So we're going to pick up the conversation right there. And so basically, you know, you think about it, you have your freedom taken away. You have nothing but time to sit and think, to sit and think about where you've been, to sit and think about the decisions you made and how you're going to get yourself out of a situation that you don't want to be in and into a better one. So becoming conscious is about awareness. It's about coming into a greater level of awareness about something, okay? And so we can become conscious or aware in different areas or facets of life. We have, so-called Afrocentricism, and we have what's also called Black consciousness, and this is where we see people who are of color, you know, moving into embracing their heritage and their beginnings and wanting to know where they came from. We have been taught in schools that we were brought over here, or our ancestors were brought over here on slave ships. That's what we were taught. So most of us are operating within that belief in that context, is that, and that we came from, that our ancestors came from some country in Africa, and most of us don't know. You know, now they have the DNA genealogy where you could, you know, get a glimpse into where your ancestors came from, but it, you know, and as I got older, it started to bother me, but it creates this this lack of identity. A deep lack of identity, and then we pick up different identities, or we have adopted the cultures and the identities of those around us as our own. And sometimes in life, and a lot of us are moving to a place where we're wanting to disconnect from false identities and disconnect from cultures that we know that we aren't inherently connected to. We want to be connected to our roots. We want to know where we came from. And so there's a shedding that happens. You know, you begin to release things that you know were adopted and come from some other culture or some other group that is not you, that doesn't look like you. And so we see a big movement with the hair, because it's like, you know, I don't want to put this chemical in my hair anymore. I want to allow my hair to grow, and I want to know what my hair is like in its natural state, you know. So that is, it's starting a lot on the physical level with our hair, with how we, when we look in the mirror, what do we see? Are we really connecting with who we really are? That is a starting place for a lot of people right there in their physical existence. They're changing the way they eat. While some of us are moving into vegetarian or vegan or just a more healthy eating way of being, that eating more natural and consuming more natural helps us to shed those things that aren't real, to shed those things that are toxic, so that we can connect and be clear. Like we need a clear channel. We need a clear receptor. Like our bodies are receptors, our minds are, and our food and the things that we consume definitely affect our minds and how we think. And so it's very good to start with what you're consuming, okay? What you're eating, what you're drinking. But not only what you're consuming via your mouth, but what are you consuming via your eyes and your ears and with your body, who you are connecting with. Those things also affect you as well. So I want to get back to the definition of conscious and how it is about being aware. So I want to talk about this term called metacognition. And I know that's a fancy term, but don't run away just yet. Metacognition is just thinking about your thinking. And in school, we're hearing a lot of the teachers and the principals talk to our children and the students about higher order thinking. Okay, so this is these are changes that are happening on multiple levels in multiple spaces and dimensions. So what does this look like in school? This looks like a mental, a growth in mental awareness. So they're wanting and they're pushing students to think on a higher level, okay, higher order thinking skills. When we operate strictly from a physical space, from our physical existence, okay, we're not being aware of the other dimensions of ourselves, the mental, the spiritual, and emotional levels of ourselves. So as changes begin to happen on a physical level, they're going to also begin to change, and you're going to see shifts in these other aspects of yourself. Okay. We also hear the term or the phrase of, you know, your lower nature or your animalistic nature. And we're reminded that we're only using like 1% of our brain. And I haven't checked into that. Maybe we're using 4 or 5% of our brain yet. I'm not sure, but they say that our brain has, you know, it's huge capacity, but there's so much of it that we haven't even tapped into yet as human beings. So when you think about our creator and why we were created and what we're doing here, I'm sure that our creator didn't make us to only utilize 1% or 2% of our capacity. So that's something to think about. And so when we hear this term of, you know, operating from the lower nature and embracing the higher nature and your higher self and not just being on that animalistic level, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about growth in consciousness and growth in awareness on the other aspects of yourselves, the mental, the spiritual, and the emotional aspects of who you are. And another phrase or thing that we hear that I wanted to bring up here was, you know, you hear about fallen angels, or we hear about how we our descent from heaven, how we descended from heaven, or we fell down from a very high place and we manifested or became existent here on this physical level, and we hit the ground. So we were at a very high place. We hit the ground. We're here and we're living and being very much in our physical selves, and we're realizing that, and we're coming to awareness of that, so that we can also begin or continue in our ascension back towards heaven and back to high places. And a part of that process is an awakening in your consciousness on these other levels and in these other aspects of yourself. Okay, and we hear Erykah Badu talk about in her song, waking up and when they wake up, and she talks about us being gods, and she's referring to our God selves. We have a higher self. We have a divine self. We were made in the image and the likeness of our creator. So it's about coming into the awareness of that and then moving in the direction of that. Okay. So I want you, or I would like to encourage you at this time, as you begin to take notice of the changes that are happening with you, or that have already happened with you, or the changes that you're being guided to make, to not allow fear and doubt to hold you back, okay? And this, you may find yourself in a lonely place, and you may find yourself in an isolated place and in a place where you're not really feeling connected, or like as if you belong, and that you're all alone in these changes that you're making. And know that you're not alone. You're not the only person that has experienced changes on some or all of these levels. and there are others out there. But sometimes what happens is you may be the first in your family. You may be the first in your family, or you may be the first in your circle, in your group of friends, to begin to make these changes. So don't allow fear to hold you back. All right. So let's take a break right here before I just chime on in the last two or three points, and just remind you, if you're listening live online, that you can call in to ask a question or make a comment. That number is 319-527-6066. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong number. Let's start over. It's 646-787-8473. That's how you call in. I am broadcasting on Periscope. You can find me on Periscope at Your Wellness as well. So if this conversation happens to go past the next 10 minutes or so, that you can find me on Periscope and continue it there with me. So thank you for calling in, and thank you for taking time out of your lunch. I'm very, very happy to be here, and I'm happy to see you here. Do I have any questions, or anybody want to say hi and give a shout out right now? You just press one or star, and you can say hi. Also, the chat is open online if you want to chime in to say hi. Okay. Alrighty, so it doesn't look like I have any questions right now, so I'm going to go ahead and share the next couple of points. So I want to talk about Black consciousness, or what I'm referring to as Black consciousness again, and how very important this is, and it's super important. I'm going to refer back to something that we hear Erykah Badu say a lot, and that is that we are asleep. What is she talking about? We are asleep and not aware of something. Some of us are, and some of us aren't. I'm going to give an example. When you begin to watch a movie, or when you begin to read a book, when you begin to hear a story, it's very important that you know certain things. You need to know the setting of that story or the setting of the movie. You kind of need to know the backstory. Peace and blessings. You need to know the backstory. You need to know the plot. You need to know what's going on. We have to become aware of the context in which we live in and we exist in, especially as a minority or as a Black person. So I'm going to try to do this in 60 seconds or less. Black people, you consider yourself Black or African American. You have been taught that you were brought over here, your ancestors were brought over here on a slave ship, and that your ancestors lived time as slaves. They were, before your ancestors arrived here, they did not speak the language that we speak today as English. And when they lived, wherever they lived, they didn't have a book called the Bible. Those things we acquired over the last, 300 years. So it's important that when we begin to look at our lives and we look at who we are as a people, as a group, that you start to take into consideration your backstory as a Black person and the story of your ancestors and how they related to God, the Creator, which is very important, and where we are, where are we going? Okay, so I'm going to just leave that right there and stop. But I have two questions, and I'm going to chime in. Oh, 615-485, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say hi from downtown Nashville.
Hey, downtown Nashville, how you doing, girl?
Good, enjoying the show, enjoying this knowledge. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, sister, and I will talk to you very soon.
All right.
Okay, we have, let's see, who is it? 618-967, you're on the air.
Hi, this is AJ. I'm calling in from Hermitage. Just telling you hi. And thank you for having this this blog spot on today.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. Thank you for calling in. I'm so happy you're here. We're going to be online every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. And I'm going to do my best to keep it about 30 minutes, but I realize that I do like, I'm learning that I actually love to talk. And I talk about it. So the initial goal is to keep it about 30 minutes, but that's why I have Periscope, because if the conversation goes a little longer, we'll move to Periscope. And then if we have to, we'll start making the show longer, like an hour. Or, you know, longer, but I know this is your lunch break and I don't want to take up your entire lunch break. So thank you, AJ?
Yes.
AJ?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty. So I'm so glad that I've got my sisters here to support and to call and say hi. And so I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to wrap this up that we, you know, our history or our backstory is that we've come from a place of living in a place of just trying to survive and being very much embodied in our physical experience. That is our story. That is our backstory. And our ancestors have done a lot to get us out of that space. So now if your mind and everything about you hasn't sort have made that shift or that click that, hey, you know what? I don't have to just live from that basic survival level anymore. I can start and to begin to look at the things that I want to add to my life and things that I want to add and bring in for my children and things that I want to do for my children after my children's children. What type of legacy would you like to leave for your grandchildren and everyone that comes after that in your lineage? Think about those legacies and begin to question having a higher mind and acknowledging the other dimensions of yourself, your mental self, your emotional self, and your spiritual self, and the changes and the shifts that are asking to be made from your heart and how you're being directed and moved from those places. So I ask you to do that. And that's my final message. Once again, you can support me if you would love to at paypal.me/yourwellnessaswell. Be sure if you're not, if you're looking for support in the daily self-mastery to join my free Facebook group. And I just want to say peace, love, and blessings. Be well and live conscious. Have a good rest of the day.